Hi there. The word for you today is on living single. In Hebrews 13 verse 5, the Amplified Bible, we read, God will not leave you without support. Colleen Alden writes, and I quote, I'm single. The kind of companionship I ache for, I don't have. This feeling drives me to seek God. Why am I single when I long to love and be loved? Though it's pointless to use our limited understanding to critique God's plans, it's helpful to catch glimpses of what He's creating in me. And then she names some of the qualities. First, courage. To go home every night to someone who believes in me might make facing the scary parts of life easier. But singleness forces me to lean on God, to face an uncertain future without fear. Psalm 27 verse 1 says, the Lord is the stronghold of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? He's my protector, provider, and savior, whether I've a husband or not. Another thing she points out is faith. Paul says, be satisfied with your present circumstances. God will not leave you without support. Do I believe God knows best even when it hurts and I don't understand? When we've tasted loneliness past what we think we can bear, cry out to Jesus. The Bible says in Psalm 34:18, He's close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. He knows what it is to long for something. He's longed for the affection of His loved ones for centuries. And one more quality, Colleen says, has developed in her, authenticity. Once in a while a man does spark my interest. Then a funny thing happens. The more interested I become, the more I become someone else. The old fears kick in. Am I pretty enough, thin enough, charming and talkative enough? Hey, God made me who I am. And the years of being single have allowed me to learn who this woman is. I'd rather be single than be with someone who wants me to be someone else. Think about it.